This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 230 for Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures give up earlier double-digit declines on Tuesday, with the old crop contracts incurring just small losses, while the new crop positions tack on slight gains. The March canola contract loses $2.40 at $629.50 per ton, and the May contract slips 90 cents at $638.60 per ton. Comments from United States President Donald Trump that he's likely to impose tariffs on Canada and other countries come February 1st are putting pressure on canola. But as Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil hold relatively steady, European rapeseed is higher. Also, there are sharp gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. A downturn in crude oil is limiting the upticks in the vegetable oils. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada is forecasting less canola in 2025-26, with its projection at 17.5 million tons. Also, canola ending stocks next year are to tighten to 950,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.76 U.S. cents. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export inspections report for the week ending January 16th. Outbound movements of soybeans are 973,000 tons, a drop from the previous week. Corn improves to 1.54 million tons, but wheat slips to about 262,000 tons. As Ag Rural places the Brazil soybean crop at less than 2% harvested, another consultancy, Abiov, raises their output estimate to 171.7 million tons. For Brazil corn, Ag Rural pegs a harvest at just over 4% complete in the center-south region. Also, the planting of the second crop is less than 1% seeded. In Argentina, the Rosario Grain Exchange says recent rains have not been enough to alleviate the dry conditions, with less soybeans and corn to be harvested. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday afternoon. The March contract jumps 33 cents at $10.67 per bushel. March soy oil inches up almost a tenth of a cent at 45.77 cents per pound. March soy meal advances $13.80 at $311 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn climbs 6 cents at $4.90 per bushel. March oats improve 10 cents at $3.73. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago March increases 20 cents at $5.59. Kansas City March jumps 27 cents at $5.75.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March rises 19 cents at $6.02. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.